Hello, Jan van Meulen. How are you? Editor-in-chief. Editor-at-large.
Well.
You're not even. You're editor-at-large,
well.
Right?
Indeed. I'm very at large.
Very at large at mybroadband.co.za.
Jan, I always have a problem with your segment because I go to mybroadband.com.co.za, sorry, .co.za, and there's just too much there that I wanted to talk about. So, yeah, it's in front of me. Just take me through the top three most interesting stories on your site today.
Sure. So, but something that's been interesting, that's got a lot of tongues wagging in South Africa is the news that a teenager, 16-year-old from Pennsylvania in the United States has won a $3 million grand prize in Fortnite. He was
wow.
the top solo player and walked away with $3 million. So that's set him up. From playing a video game. So that's, That was one that
wow.
folks set up and took notice of. Ren Zhengfei wants China to launch a competitor to Facebook's cryptocurrency Libra.
Yeah.
But it's interesting to see this comment come from Zhengfei because Facebook, or rather China, has actually been quite it's been quite hard on cryptocurrencies and Bitcoin. You know, it's basically banned cryptocurrency trading in the country, and it's cracked down on cryptocurrency miners in the country as well. It doesn't seem like China, has any time for cryptocurrencies at all. And here's one of its stars, one of its darling children, saying, China should launch its own cryptocurrency to compete with the likes of Facebook. What can, one little tech company do against the might of a whole nation? We should do our own thing. As you say, so many. Uber is going to cut 400 jobs probably. There was a massive security flaw found. I think this is probably the biggest one, that I'd want to focus on if I only get to choose three. A massive security flaw has been found, in a real-time operating system that, folks have probably never heard of, but is incredibly important. It's called VxWorks. They've called this the Urgent 11 because they've found 11 different vulnerabilities involving the connectivity stack, the TCP/IP stack in this operating system. That's the same technology we use to connect to the internet with. And what makes this really, really important is this kind of vulnerability might allow an exploit that gives you remote control over an attacker, remote control over the system. And VxWorks powers incredibly important stuff. Everything from spacecraft stuff, power satellites or has landed on Mars, aircraft, including military aircraft and drones, and then things like lifts, elevators, and all kinds of important devices that we use every day, that you don't even think of, what kind of software is powering this thing. And that's it. One of the operating systems that is that very software that powers them has a bunch of vulnerabilities that's been discovered that have now been patched and such. But now, obviously, all those patches have to roll out to wherever the operating system is in use.
I listened to you, Jan, and it sounds like a sci-fi movie. Is this for real?
Right.
Have we got vulnerabilities and vehicles that are going into space and the lifts that we take? And where does it end?
And cars. Yeah, I mean, as folks in the tech industry used to joke about, we'd sneer kind of at the plot of Die Hard 4.0. I mean, it's a little ridiculous still, but it's not impossible to land in that situation where there are vulnerabilities in critical software that. A disenfranchised person decides to exploit and bring the whole world to its knees. It's not as simple as a click of a button. Obviously, it would require years and years of work probably to get to that point. But, those kinds of vulnerabilities do exist and it's something, we have to be, or rather the people that make decisions have to be aware of and have to plan for, what happens if a critical software vulnerability is found, is exploited before, you know, the software maker knows about it, a zero-day exploit in your power grid, in your telecommunications
power grid, your
network,
sewage networks, you name it. Wow, right. Jan, that's a lot of food for thought. Thank you so much. That's where we're going to leave it today. Look forward to speaking to you same time next week. And yeah, as always, thank you for making us think.
A big pleasure. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. God bless, Jan. Bye-bye.